Going to the next part of the hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam share the story of this one man, and the whole thing about the second part is talking about the conditions or manners for dua to be accepted. So the first part talks about the main platform for us to ask from Allah, so to make sure that everything that we consume for ourselves are all from the lawful things. That's why that's the first manner, earning and consuming lawful and halal things. The second adab being mentioned when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking about yutilu safar. So this guy is in the state of musafir and he was in a long journey and we know that musafir is also a condition for dua to be accepted. Okay, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also mentioned that he is in the state of really weak and humble, so humility and humbleness are also conditions for dua to be accepted. So now we have 1, 2, 3 package altogether. And not just that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that he raised his hands to the sky. The higher you raise your hands to the sky, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in another hadith, Allah feels shy to reject the dua. So that's the fourth one. And the fifth one is the eagerness for you to really ask, the enthusiasm for you to really want to ask, Ya Allah, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. That's why the word being mentioned, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. And these are all the adab. And when these adab are not observed, especially the first one, that's why the Prophet questioned, how can Allah accept this dua when the basic conditions are not fulfilled, especially talking about the thing that we consume or use for our life.